Virtual assemblies and restricting lunch breaks to classroom cohorts are among the updates to the Ministry of Education guidance for elementary schools. The winter health and safety changes were announced today and include when high school students may return to a normal four-course schedule. Ontario's plan for safer schools has delivered improved ventilation, supported high vaccination rates for youth, and restored extracurricular activities and sports, all critical to student mental and physical health, said Minister of Education Stephen Lecce in a news release. By expanding testing options over the winter holiday, putting in place additional safety measures, and returning to normal timetabling, we are taking action to ensure schools reopen safely while supporting a more positive learning environment for students. For elementary schools, starting in January 2022, school assemblies will only be virtual. This may happen earlier if mandated by the local public health unit. Indoor lunches and breaks will also be restricted to classroom cohorts when distancing between the cohorts can't be maintained. In February 2022, high schools can restart regular timetables to allow students to take four courses per day. Doing so will provide a more normal, in-person learning experience for students and promote positive mental health and is supported by high rates of vaccination amongst youth aged 12 to 17, which have helped reduce the number and frequency of outbreaks among high school-aged students, reads the Ontario news release. Ahead of the December break, school boards are also reminded to communicate federal international travel policies to staff, students and their families. This is an effort to prevent January 2022 absences due to post-travel requirements. The guidance is in addition to the enhanced winter testing strategy announced today. For schools, self-collection testing kits are being sent to schools for students who are symptomatic or asymptomatic students identified as a close contact of a confirmed case. Before the December break, students will also receive a box of 5 rapid antigen tests. Participation is voluntary. Those who choose to take part will be advised to do a rapid antigen test every 3 to 4 days over the break.